see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
Broadcasting live. Thank you for getting up and joining us this morning at Rosie on the House. We're down in Casa Grande at the Francisco Grande Resort, where we had a one-day Rosie on the House conference yesterday with our certified partners, as well as we invited homeowners to join us. Then we reached out and had homeowners submit to us who would like to attend, and we selected homeowners from all across the valleys. One couple's from Rio Rico, right? All right. So lovely Rio Rico. And all the way across the rest of Arizona. Had a great time here yesterday. Casa Grande, y'all hear us talking about, you know, staycations all the time and traveling that we do within the great state of Arizona. And people ask me all the time, Rosie, you don't like to travel much, do you? And business kind of mandates I fly a whole lot more than I like to. And my feeling is, look, I like to travel. I like to travel any place that my Arizona Rolls Royce will take me. And that's my F-250. And if I can't get there in my F-250, I don't really have a high desire to get there. So it means we spend a lot of time touring Arizona. Jennifer and I got married March 25th, 1978, and I think it was within weeks of that wedding I took Jennifer on her first staycation, and we came. We were in that little bitty apartment on College Street, south of University, little bitty apartment, we jumped on our little Honda four-cylinder touring bike and came down to Casa Grande and toured Casa Grande ruins. And we bought that book, Harvesting Food and Fruit of the Native Americans. And we still have that book.
It's always been kind of an interest. And living out in New River north of Phoenix, we spent a lot of time actually harvesting prickly pear and just kind of, you know, using the book and trying different things. It's fun.
Well, I have admired Francisco Grande from afar, from all the other outdoor activities I do in this area. But I never really knew the story until we booked this conference. And we needed a centrally located place because we had people coming from all over the state, and we just figured Casa Grande is about as close to the middle as you can get.
I had never seen it, and I have to admit I had never been off the highway other than the ruins to come in to Casa Grande. And I'm just really pleasantly surprised. What a gem this place is. And I Googled it before I got here because I wasn't familiar with the area. I was surprised to see 9 stories in the middle. It was built in 1961. Can you imagine what it would have looked like back then?
I don't know when I-8 or I-10 went in, but I'm pretty sure neither one of those were here. At least not like they are now.
I'm going to say 10 was. I think 10 stopped in... about that time, stopped in Phoenix, and we didn't have Black Canyon Highway. We didn't have 17 up to Flag. You had to go through the old Black Canyon City.
Well, and the whole hotel is concrete. So can you imagine bringing those concrete trucks out here to get the job done? And what a fantastic building it is.
And it's the building is built in kind of a concave, if you're on the, I guess it's convex if you're on the parking lot, but concave if you're back in the fields. And every room has a view. Every room has a balcony. Like we mentioned earlier, the view you can see that we took the picture of the sunrise this morning is on our Facebook page. And the only place you can get that view is climbing Picacho Peak, but you can get it by riding the elevator up the Francisco Grande. And then the shape of the building.
Well, everything about it is designed.
Baseball themed.
Because that's what it was built for. San Francisco Giants. Help me with the coach's name.
Oh, I have no idea.
It was.
In 1960. The coach or the
owner?
I didn't
even tell you the coach now.
Horace Stoneham wanted a place for his players to play. He liked Arizona. He'd been out here a couple times. And he thought, you know what, this would be a great place. It's far from city life. I can just get my guys out here and we can just really
focus.
Do our spring training. So it developed into this place where they would bring recruits. There are 4 baseball fields, all that kind of conjoin in the middle in this coaches' stand. So the coaches and the recruiters would all stand out there and just kind of circle around and watch the players. They would hold games where it was pro ball players against these recruits and against the local teams. And they just drew crowds and crowds of people. John Wayne was out here. His ranch is close by.
Then it well, the,
lounge in here is called the Duke.
Yeah, all kinds of pictures of the Duke. You know, no matter where you go in Arizona, you can find his footprint. He loved this place. So the history here is just really fun. And the whole building then is designed. The stairs up the side of the hotel are meant to look like a stadium entrance stairway from Candle Park. Candlestick Park. And then what is that off the top of the roof? Is that a cantilever?
Yeah.
It's supposed to look like a bill of your hat.
Baseball
and it casts a shadow. The parking lots are shaped like catcher's mitt. I mean, just the theme repeats itself. And the pool is shaped like a bat. And then the ball is the little spa. So, I mean, it just, no matter where you look, you can see the history. It reminds you that this is what this was for.
The Francisco, of course, comes from the fact that it was all developed by people from San Francisco for the San Francisco Giants. And then they picked up the Grande from the Casa Grande ruins, which is just about 15, 20 minutes down the road over towards Coolidge from here. So Francisco Grande Resort. Was closed for a little while through the 80s as it went through a pretty significant remodel.
It's $8.5 million.
It's kind of had a hard time. It had a little hard time finding its identity after Scottsdale convinced the Giants to start doing spring practice up in Scottsdale. They had to be closer to the Pink Pony was the issue. the rest of the Pink Pony.
Well, now it's home to the Barcelona FC Barcelona soccer teams. So they're doing their recruiting here. So as we walk around, there's kids all over the place for soccer camp. It's kind of become a hub for that.
And they have rugby, and they're recruiting additional. I can't remember all the ones that Michelle told me, but they're heavily recruiting all types of different athletic sports to come make it a central hub for sports. And we've mentioned multiple times over the years that if you've never pulled off in Casa Grande, you really don't know what you're missing. This town has a lot more to offer that you just don't realize if you just stay on I-10 and zip through.
Well, we're 8 miles off the highway, right? I mean, it was a straight shot. I couldn't believe we just kept going and going.
Well, I want to apologize to Casa Grande because I'm guilty of being one of those drive-byers.
No more. We'll stop.
I was always driving by Casa Grande to get wherever I was trying to go. But there's some a lot of history in Pinal County, and I don't think people realize it's the third most populous county in Arizona. Not Coconino, not Yavapai, Pinal County.
And both times I've been here setting up for this this conference this weekend, the amount of locals that come into the Duke Cafe, when Tim and I were out there reviewing notes for our final session while you were speaking, a farmer walked out. He's a dairy farmer. He's got 3,000 cows just over here to the west, and he saw the Rosie shirt, and he's like, "So where's Rosie? You're too young to be Rosie." And he's like, "Well, he's speaking right now." He's like, "So you roaming?" Yeah, and his name was Doug, and he's got 3,000 cows here and a couple more up in Maricopa. And, oh, yeah, I listen all the time, and I heard you guys are going to be down here. That's this weekend, huh? Yeah.
There's also a lot of industry in the area.
Just local hangout.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he plays a show for the cows.
His dairy cows. Listening to playing Rosie on the House to dairy cows increases milk production by 3%, I'm told.
There you go. We'll have the Rovies tuned in and everybody tuned in, if that's a fact, that's for sure.
And I think 68% of all stats are made up, something like that.
68% of all stats are just flyby stats, right? So this whole idea was yours, Romy. Bring the Rosie on the House partners down here for a one-day best of practices. Seminar and conference on things that we can all do to even become closer to being the perfect service providers that we're all aiming to be. And the idea that you had about inviting homeowners was brilliant.
Well, we wanted to see how they reacted. What'd y'all think?
They're all up early this morning.
I know. I told the hotel, don't bring coffee down till 8. No one's going to get up and come down at 7. And we get down here, and almost everyone's here. I go, where's the coffee maker? Get it brewing.
It was really a treat for us because I think we all had some surprises. You know, we thought we were really connecting in some places, and we weren't. And then so we thank everybody for coming out and helping us to figure out how to reach you better and serve you better.
You owe a big thank you to Sibley's.
I do. Sibley's West, one of our staycation partners, provided wonderful little baskets for each of our people. They got to stay here at the hotel, and then they got a basket with Arizona Highways books, as well as a gift from Sibley's West, which was a little pottery piece, plus Goldwater salsa and some cactus candy. But that they carry like 4,000 products. So if you want a good Arizona gift for anybody in your family or in your acquaintances, Sibley's West
Gift Shop, and it's in East Valley.
It is. It is. Also, website. It's got a great big website. But it's at 72 South San Marcos in Chandler.
And what have you got going in the way of family staycations right now? We've got families going in, coming out.
Well, we just had a family last weekend go to Prescott and stayed at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, which is our favorite place to stay when we go up for the...
There's really hardly a close second. That is absolutely my favorite.
There are some charming places right on the square, but this is a place where you can kind of get away from the noise and the commotion, because usually when you go up, it's for an event, right? So it's our favorite place. It's just like home. Nice breakfast and great big rooms and kind of apartment-style rooms.
About 3 or 4 blocks off the square, so you're walking distance to all the downtown restaurants, all the downtown activities.
It's a nice little getaway, though.
It is.
Yeah.
So
that's one of our favorite places to go.
So they just got back from Prescott, or you just sent them?
That was last weekend.
Okay. So there's only one place that you can win a staycation. That's at rosieonthehouse.com. We always like to share our appreciation with Sanderson Ford, who sponsors the whole thing. We pick a winner every single month. Do any of the homeowners here, any of you ever won one of the staycations? Okay, Romeo.
Oh, there's one.
Oh,
there's one.
Romeo,
Rose did.
That. Oh, did you really?
Where did you go?
Went to Flagstaff. Awesome. You're not the one that took the F-150 Platinum, are you? Oh, what a hoot. We got pictures from that trip. Yeah. All right. So we do have a staycation winner. So we really do pick winners. There's testimony to the fact that it is a real contest. But once a month, we empty all of the names in the bucket, and we let it refill all month long. So every month, get in there and submit your application. It's just simply by going to rosieonthehouse.com. If you're one of the winners, then what we do is we set you up with Sanderson Ford. You get to go out to their 64 acres of Ford vehicles. They've got a little corner that they call the demo stable. You get to go in there and pick any car they've got parked in there. Tell us what days you want it. Jennifer is very generous and throws a gas card in there so you don't have to spend any money on gas. We find out where you're trying to go. We book the lodging for you. You plan your own Arizona vacation. It's the Arizona Staycation, brought to you by Sanderson Ford, only available at rosieonthehouse.com. We've sent people to all four corners of the state. No one's done the Navajo reservation yet. That surprises me.
That's going to have to be us, and then we'll send pictures, and everybody will want to go. But when people send us pictures, it's almost as good as us getting to go. We love getting back the feedback and just knowing people had a really great time.
We've sent them to Tucson, to Bisbee, to Benson, to Globe, to a lot of people like Havasu.
They do. We actually had one very recently go up to Lake Havasu.
London Bridge Resort. Mm-hmm. That's always a lot of fun right there on the water. So Arizona Highways participates and always gives us a nice gift bag to include and throw into the car as well. And did you get the Roger Naylor books ordered?
I did.
All right.
So those will be coming forth in all the books.
That's the Boots and Burgers.
Boots and Burgers.
So you can hike and eat your way across.
I can say this.
Well, it is a great state. I've been here since 66. There's hardly a corner of the state we haven't traveled in, camped in, fished in, hiked in. And if you win, and there's actually been a couple win, and then they call me at the office and they say, okay, we're kind of new here. Where should we go? So we'll be your advisor on that as well. So get to rosieonthehouse.com, get registered up, and let's see if we can't be the next winner. We're going to be back right after this short break.